Two leading youth organisations have polled the voting intentions of more than 3,000 young people and found at least half of them have yet to decide who they'll vote for. But they are certain about what issues are important to them in this election. Asylum seekers, marriage equality and climate change rank high, but so does tax reform, especially when it comes to negative gearing. Michael Edwards reports.
The tunnel underneath Sydney's central train station during afternoon rush hour is a busy place, full of commuters going to all parts of the city. It's also a good spot to find people from a large cross-section of society and political persuasions. 18-year-old Michael is from the Central Coast. He's looking forward to voting in his first election.
Pretty excited, it's going to be all right.
A Labor supporter, he tells me that health and marriage equality are important issues for him in this election.
I'm hoping if Labor does get into power that the ciggy prices do go up for the health of everyone, and I also do hope there is talks of equal marriage rights.
22-year-old Sinead Fogarty is voting in her second federal election.
The key issues for me is the environment, also gay marriage, and youth issues such as education.
Those answers mirror closely the results of a recent survey examining what young people are thinking about in the lead up to the federal election.
They were really specific about the issues that they wanted to see change in this election, and I don't think any of the politicians are really listening to them yet.
Katie Aitchison is the chief executive of Youth Action, the peak body for young people in New South Wales. Youth Action, along with the Australian Research Alliance for Children and Youth, conducted the survey. More than 3,000 people, ranging in age from 12 to 25, were polled about what political issues they see as important.
Pro-asylum seeker policy, so changes to asylum seeker policies. Marriage equality, that was number two. Climate change, education policy reform. They want to see lower unemployment, obviously, for young people, having double what that is of the general population. It's probably very important to them. Changes to environmental policy. But what was really interesting is number six was tax reform.
When it comes to tax reform, young people are serious about changing negative gearing.
Negative gearing drastically affects young people because it changes house prices. It makes rent unaffordable, and we have a massive issue in Australia about unaffordable housing.
The major parties are being warned that if they ignore younger voters, they do so at their own peril. A record 1.66 million people under the age of 25 are enrolled to vote, and Katie Aitchison says at this stage, most are undecided about who they will support.
57% of young people were not sure about who they were going to vote for yet. They hadn't decided, and they were open to listen to what parties had to say. So you'd think it would be an opportune time for both Liberal and Labor and the Greens to be talking to young people and to try to win that vote over.
So just how are the major parties going when it comes to winning the hearts and minds of the young? Well, if we listen to 20-year-old Dylan, not so well.
Both Liberal and Labor, I don't really agree with all their policies, and I think they're just as bad as each other, to be honest.
Young voter Dylan ending Michael Edwards' report.